Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Shahada,
Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. This is Rashid Salam, your host, engineer for tonight's show, The Science of Your Health and Learning Lab. I just want to take the time out to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of our listening audience, and we are on a new time new timeline, and I know a lot of us are probably making an adjustment. So I like to open up with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There you go. Shahid Abdullah, Shahid, you're on the phone. It's a good thing. Open your mic up. We're going to get started here and probably do a little opening on why this show is here. And while we're going through the month of Ramadan, we want to make sure that we kind of share a few things with our listening audience tonight, or maybe some eating habits, share some things about cleansing, you know, things that we should be doing and preparing ourselves during this special time of month. But I think more importantly, we need to talk about food. You know, we're fasting. We're still breaking our fast with the wrong food. And I see. So the concentration tonight for this short period of time that we're going to be here is going to be on maintenance. It's going to be on the things that we should be trying to do. So this show is focused on the natural form and functionality of the human body. And our goal and objective is to achieve optimal health. So what does that mean? You know, that's a situation and a circumstance we need to begin to pay attention to. What does that mean? We have find ourselves in a crisis. Truly, truly in a crisis. And somehow, some way, we're going to have to realize what's taking place. But we're going to need to do to have that optimal health. Because what does optimal health really mean? It means that you feel right, you think right, your body is healthy. You know, more importantly, you have a consciousness about you that's a little bit out of the norm. You're not the fourth dimension kind of consciousness. You're trying to reach that fifth dimension where we think a little bit different, act a little bit different, carry a glow, be in control, you know, of our lives in some shape, form, or fashion, and have some idea on this living organism that we walk around with every day, this system of knowledge that our Creator has provided us with, this intelligence that we never usually reach. The goal is trying to get to that cosmic state of mind, that cosmic being that we know for a fact that's where we are. And understanding this universe and what does that consist of? You know, and I often wonder, Abdul, you know, how we just don't take this thing called life seriously, because life is us. You know, this universe gave birth to this triple darkness, this child who came into the world, and then with that child came with intelligence. You know, it came with all these systems. Came with all these particular built-in mechanisms that God has provided for us. And if we turn around as we come here in that state of submission, then the Quran say, or as Imam say, that it's our family, it's our parents, the society that caused us to go astray. That's serious. And I think that should be the concept that we should try to think about when we're raising our families, when, you know, knowing that something has been done to us. Something has been done to us where we're not in that state that we should be in. We're not in that unified verse, as they call the universe, that singular creative thought process, that one power. The Tawheed, they talk about oneness. And the taqwa that they talk about, from the womb that bore us, we're supposed to have that taqwa, that Rahman, all those particulates in the universe. I know you like that one. All the particulates in the universe. So that system of intelligence. And sometimes I think we just don't take this too seriously, you know, and God has provided us with this life, and we are basically not focusing in on how to treat the living cell. You know, and this is what we talk about here on IWDM, you know, the 200 cell types, the cell, you know, 11 systems and all those particular byproducts that make up who we are. So let's talk about a little bit about digestion tonight and talk about food. I think one of the key components being that we have started early in this blessed month is that I know for a fact before Margaret gets here, it's like after Margaret gets here, it's going to be a lot of people consuming the wrong food after going through this beautiful fast that we are experiencing currently. What is that doing to our body at this state, Brother Abdul? Why don't you just kind of share with us? Let's introduce yourself and share. We do have some individuals on the line. And they're still coming on slowly. You know, so we can get it recorded, maybe replay it back. We said those people may come on.
Absolutely.
Another time.
Yeah.
This is true.
That's a good thing.
Ramadan, my brother, that's what we have to think about. So with that, Ramadan Mubarak to you, my good brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Ramadan Mubarak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu Muhammad Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. Brother and sister, Brother Rashid, the Almighty Source Creator created us with precision, perfection. It's just we who make these mistakes and don't know what we have available to us, what we have access to, what we have access to. You know, the Almighty created the fitra, the normalcy. And when we violate the fitra, or when we break the rules or break the laws, and then our cell will automatically produce a disease. That's what abnormalcy is. It's an anomaly. It's not normal because we violated something. We violated the rule. We violated the natural laws. We violated the fitra. Muslims should understand this very clearly. And when there's a violation, there's a price to pay. It come with the universe. It come with the territory. It come with who we are. See, the human being have natural inclination to do things correctly according to the will of the Almighty. So he set system in place, put system in place. And these systems govern our anatomy and physiology. It is the same system that's governed the universe. It's one and the same. And when we break the rules and the laws, then that's what happens. We get a disease. So we have all these mechanisms inside of us, Brother Rashid. It starts with the cells. If we understand the function and the mechanism in the cells, and we respect those mechanisms, we respect what's in the cell, and keep things normal, keep the condition favorable for the cell to function smoothly with efficiency, then we would never have a disease. So what we like to share is some rules, just a few rules. It's a number of them. That's about 19 core rules to health. And we go through these rules, then people will better understand what their responsibility is. Number one, it is our responsibility to take care of our own body. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's not your mom, your mother, your father, your uncle, your brother. Each and every one of us has been gifted with a human body. It is our responsibility to take care of it. That's rule number one. And here's another thing. Our digestive health is crucial to our mental health. Our digestive health is crucial to our mental health. How many people not able to produce the enzyme to digest their food thoroughly? So we be talking about food to eat, and they never think about what enzyme they do not have to digest the food that they are eating. Right away, you're going to have an anomaly. Right away, you're going to have some symptom. Right away, you're going to have indigestion. Right away, you have residue of food left in your blood circulating, blocking things, interfering with the smooth transaction and the smooth reaction of the cells. This is what happened. So it should be clear if we understand some of these rules. What is the brain without a healthy liver? The brain has to function smoothly.
You got to stay there for a minute. Let's just stay there for 1 minute. So, I mean, as you were talking about digestive health, crucial to our mental health. You
mental
just solved
health.
The problem. You just solved the problem to the whole judicial system.
Exactly. We're not supposed to be locked up. We're not supposed to be housed in a facility. We're supposed to be able to produce the neurotransmitter, neurochemical, hormone, enzyme, all these things to keep us normal. But if you got a problem with your digestive system, it's not functioning properly, you're constipated, and you can't break down the molecule. Food is a large, complex molecule. It must be broken down into ions and nutrients so they can penetrate the cell. The cells are so tiny, molecule won't enter them. The molecules are too big. So now you have to have enzyme to digest the food. There's 19 core digestive enzymes to digest what you're eating. If you cannot produce them because of what you've been drinking and eating, and you denature the enzyme, you make them weak, and they'll denature, they'll be compromised, and they won't work. They won't have enough strength, enough power, enough pressure, enough speed to function properly. So much of the food that you'll be consuming will not be digested, so they will go into the cell to nourish the cell so that the cell will be able to produce mitochondrial energy, the energy, mother of all energy in the cell. If there's no mitochondrial energy in the cell, there won't be magnetic energy, there won't be nuclear energy, there won't be atomic energy, there won't be thermal energy. None of these energy. The cell use energy to function. And power, pressure, speed, that's what it uses to carry out their function. And their function and their role is to keep us healthy. And when they are malfunctioning, we'll be sick.
Sure.
So digestive health is crucial for our cells to have what they need to produce essentials. Brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. What's essential? Thing that we must have in order for this body to remain on the paradigm of normalcy. If the cells are not able to produce these essentials, abnormalcy takes the place of normalcy. Abnormalcy is a disease. Health is normalcy, the fitra. That's what it is. So if we eat certain food, Brother Rashid, right away, I can name many different food that people are eating every day that's poison. That would be poison to them. And why should we eat food with poison? When poison denature enzyme, make enzyme weak. So you won't have the core digested, the 19 core digested enzyme to digest what you're eating. To turn them, turn the food into nutrients small enough to penetrate the cell. So the cell would have energy and produce all of the other essentials. See, our cells have the ability to produce everything to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy. And when they cannot do it, then we'll be abnormal. And when the cell cannot produce what's supposed to be there to maintain normalcy, then things begin to fail because there can be no emptiness. If you don't have the essential to maintain normalcy, then you're going to have something to fill the void that's going to create more negativity. That's what's going to happen. You don't have the what's supposed to be there. Now there'll be negativity there, filling the void. Cannot be any emptiness. That is the first law of quantum physics, and we're under the laws of physics. So here's some poison in the food that people eat every day. There's theobromine in coffee. People drink coffee. Muslims drink coffee. There's theophylline in tea, all tea, herbal tea, natural tea. You don't make any difference. Integral part of the tea is this poison called theophylline. There's cyanide in corn. You eat corn, you poison yourself. How many times I have to tell people not to eat corn? I mean, it's just a constant battle. You tell a human being you can't eat corn. If you do, you're going to poison yourself. Oh, Lord, you know, I'm special. I'm not going to be poisoned. No, it's poison in corn called cyanide. It's hard to get people, a human being, to understand this. Oh, why would God put poison in? Well, that's what the plant must have to protect themselves. Now what are you going to explain? How are you going to explain it away now? See, it is our responsibility to protect our DNA and protect our blood, to protect our RNA, to protect the cells. But plants have evolved to the point they're going to do it, and they don't need your agreement to do it. They have evolved to the point that they protect their DNA, and they protect it with poison. All plants on planet Earth produce poison, and somehow we've been misled to believe that plants are innocent, that they are natural. Yeah, they're naturally loaded with poison, and they have diseases. Plants have diseases. And then we eat them raw. So we're poisoned by their poison. And if they have a disease, their disease will be grafted onto our own organ or onto our own disease, making it more complex. There's cyanide and prussic acid in nuts and seeds. All nuts, all seeds. There's pecans, walnut, Brazil nut, you name them. Pecan, all of these things, they have prussic acid in them. Prussic acid, cyanide, hydrocyanic acid in them. What can you say to people when you try to tell them and warn them? They don't believe you. Oh, God wouldn't do that. Why would he poison food? Well, you're not supposed to be eating certain food in the first place. And you never think about the enzyme that you're not producing. Before you put something in your mouth, you should ask yourself that question. Am I producing the enzyme to digest what I'm getting ready to put in this mouth or mine? No one ever asked that question. Oh, what do I eat? What do we eat? That's what they want to know when you talk to them about health. First question, what do I eat? It's not about what you're eating. It's what you are able to produce to eat so you can stay healthy. That's the question. And what do you do after eating, besides going somewhere and lying down? That's the thing you should do after eating. But we've been, you know, what school is teaching us this, Brother Rashid? What school is teaching people what food to avoid? How to cook the food? How to select the food scientifically? See, there's no school but the American School of Phytology. And people don't believe that that's a school that can teach you something that you don't know. They think we're just blowing smoke here. We're wasting people's time. But the Muslims should know better. We should know better that the Almighty have system. He's not watching us. He have system in place. You don't need a police because there's a system. And a disease is a punishment for disobeying the law, the rules, the natural laws. The penalty is a disease. Eye disease. Disease of the prostate, colon, doesn't make any difference where it is. There's a mistake that the person made. This is what should be realized. God don't create diseases. Human create diseases for making mistakes, not knowing. That's where the disease came from. That's where they come from.
Yes,
so who knew that there was ammonia in those green leafy vegetables? Ammonia. Ammonia is a toxic gas, Brother Rashid. And how many people are eating salad every day, two or three times a day? Every meal is composed of a salad. The green leaves, spinach, uncooked, kale, uncooked, lettuce, uncooked, and everything I'm mentioning also have microbes on them. Things you cannot see. They are glued to them, Brother Rashid. Glued to them. So just rinsing some water on them, you bring them home from the store, you just rinse some water on them, that is not enough. Those things that's glued to them will still be glued to them. And then you have the pesticide, the herbicide, the fungicide, the rodenticide sprayed on them. And they still spray them after they get to the store, the supermarket, with sulfites, with wax to keep them shiny, looking pretty and fresh. What can you say? You get a wax down your throat that's insoluble in water. It will not dissolve. What is going to happen to it? It's going to circulate in your blood, causing problems, bumping into everything. And you have a scratch on your throat, and you can't scratch it. What's going to happen? I mean, it's just when you know this information and when you studied this for over 10 years, it gets to be almost kind of like comical when you try to explain it to someone. They don't have a clue about what you're talking about because no one have educated them. You think the first school that we'll go to will be a school how to take care of your own body?
You think?
That should be the first school that the child go to, how to take care of your own health, because each person has to be responsible for it. What's the point of the ABCs when you don't know how to take care of your brain and prepare yourself for learning? And your parent don't know how to prepare yourself for learning, prepare the child for learning. And the mother do not even know what to eat when she's carrying a baby during the gestation period. She eating the wrong food. Therefore, the baby come here with an enzyme deficit, Brother Rashid, from the beginning. They're not producing enough enzyme because of what the mother is eating.
Right.
What school going to tell them that? There's only one school. And we got plenty of seats in the school, Brother Rashid, not enough people in the seats to learn this information.
I do understand.
I'm an instructor teaching 101, St. Thomas, the foundation of course. Two people in the class when it should be filled with hundreds of people, especially African American and Muslim.
That's true.
See, Brother Rashid, we're not looking at the universe. We're not looking at paying attention to the fitra.
No, we're not.
We're not paying attention.
Yeah.
We're looking at everything else but what's right in our face.
Yes, sir. You, me, and we.
How are you going to teach your child to learn, Brother Rashid, when you don't prepare the child for learning? You know how you prepare a child for learning? You nourish their brain. How do you nourish the brain? You read a nursery rhyme? Do you read nursery rhyme to them to nourish their brain? What do you do? They have brain cells.
I got this question that I've always wanted to ask. You know, the fact that we are functioning in whatever this state is that we're functioning in, and we think we're really talking about something.
Yeah.
We really think that we're having a great conversation. Oh, my child knows he got a master's degree. I mean, we don't really understand the word intelligence in the way that God's scripture
and where it comes from. We don't understand where it comes from.
Yeah. So, scripturally speaking, and spiritually speaking, we don't that word intelligence. We don't get if you're not exhibiting intelligence. And you know, I'm talking about none of us are well. We always talk about that. That very few of us are well. You're not living. I mean, I don't mean it in a way that you physically did. You exist physically. But scripturally and spiritually, we are suffering death, right? Walking dead, so to speak. You know, what's that Arabic word called mate, M-A-Y-T, which means death. It means muted, mute, you know. So here we are in a temporary ceasing of our operation of a true life, and we don't even know what that life is. So sometimes, oh, man, I know what I'm talking about. Well, really? What world is it that you live in? You know, because somebody has a superior world, what they're doing out here that we're not doing, and we don't even understand how they're doing it. So those different levels of intelligence, I'm just trying to share that there are some possibilities that there's such a higher form of knowledge on a completely different level of intelligence that we haven't even touched yet.
Absolutely.
So I can see when you say, I can see where why aren't we in the class? Well, guess what? Look what we're thinking with. So So if we look at what we figure with, look what they did to us when they brought us from the region of Africa here to another region where none of the food here fit into our, what would they say, keep your blood tight, you know, so to speak. You know, if you're from a different part of the country, then your blood type is a little bit different. So certain foods don't really resonate with you too tough. But the point is you can make an adjustment. But when you think about this, Brother Abdul, that we have some serious, serious issues mentally, we're walking around acting like it's okay. We really are. How do we address that? How do we address that part? Because those of us who are on the line or who may be on the internet, you say, oh, man, he's talking all harsh. He's saying this, he's saying that. But do you really understand what he's saying? Possibilities of optimal health. What is optimal health? You know, I'm just going to say it like that. Now, if we could get somebody to raise their hand real quick and tell us in their own terms, what do you think optimal health is? Really, what do you think that if we're drinking coffee or tea, his brother's telling you that it has something in there that harms your body, why are you still drinking it? He tells you that these seeds and nuts and toxic gases existed in ammonia and all these particular salads and kale, and we're still eating it. You know, it's not like, I ain't gonna eat this no more. You won't even study and find out what it is that he's talking about when it comes to ammonia, when it comes to microbes, when it comes to pesticides and fungicides and sulfates. We don't even question. We just go right back to that salad, Abdul. So what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
It's spiritual death that has affected our intelligence. It's caused us to temporarily have an operational modeling in us that's not functioning right. It's just not functioning because that's common sense. Here's some poison. Well, I'm just going to have a little bit. I ain't going to eat a lot. I ain't going to drink a lot of it. That's what we're saying. I'm just going to get a little bit, and I'll worry about it later. Food
yeah,
kills.
That's our attitude, Brother Rashid. And the other attitude is, I'm going to have to die with something. Which is ridiculous for a human being to even say, yeah, we all going to die one day. That's going to happen. We're a biological existence. But you know what? The Almighty sent you here for a reason, and he created us to live. He didn't create us to die, even though we're going to die one day. He created us to live. Now, what are you doing about living? What are you doing about how to continue to live? The human being has the ability, Brother Rashid, to postpone death. What are you doing?
Sure.
And then I'm going to die with something, that attitude. But the human being has the ability to postpone death.
Wow.
God have given you that ability. There's a number of different reasons to prove that the Almighty has equipped us with longevity. We have everything in us for longevity, healthy longevity. Not living a long time, then your body falling apart. Somebody got to wheel you around in a wheelchair. Somebody got to carry you by the hand because your eyes have you lost the use of your eyes. They're blinded. All because of what you did. Because you didn't know how to navigate planet Earth. You didn't know where you were. And you don't know who you are. Those are two questions that must be answered to achieve optimal health, Brother Rashid, according to symptometry, perspective, who you are and where you are. The human being do not realize where he is. And he doesn't realize who he is. That's the problem. Because of what happened to us, Brother Rashid, our mind was empty out and were filled with other things, foreign matter. Our mind was empty out and filled with foreign matter. Until we reconnect with our genes that holds the keys to our own very reality, we won't know. The Almighty placed everything in human genes. And we carry those genes of our ancestors that goes back thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. And we don't even have a clue about those genes and how to access what's in them. That's where the word genius come from. We all know geniuses.
Yes, right.
If we can access what's in the gene. You know, and the person that's able to access what's in their gene are called geniuses.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. But since we had that experience, Rashid, since we had that experience of going through slavery, having our brain and mind empty out and somebody else educated with what they wanted, we have the ability even today, right now, here and now as I speak, to reconstruct our own very existence and reconnect with our own gene. And nobody got to tell us anything. Nobody has to educate you because the Almighty has put the education in the gene.
You know,
these weird scientists, these mad scientists, as we call them, you know, who have been playing around with the gene and the DNA for years, and we haven't been privy to that information. But what we did find out in the gene strand, shall I say, they're trying to interject into shots that they put into the food, they put it into everything else, and they're playing with trying to alter that gene pool and come up with an artificial molecule. And
so you could be other than human. So you could become other than human.
You see that word X is right there in the middle, in the beginning. Now, usually when you say the gene X-E-N-D, well, why you got the X up there? So this particular strand, they've been playing around on an artificial, what's called artificial building blocks, where they talk about, you know, the strains, the different, and all that type of thing, and they in that evolution of them playing around year after year after year. I was just talking to Mark this morning, Mark Shaheen, about every time there's a natural disaster, the first people who show up is Red Cross.
Yes.
And they take these dead bodies, they take this blood, they take these body parts, and they play around with these things. Red Cross is at every incident first.
First, absolutely.
What are they doing with the blood? What are they doing with these organs? You know, they're doing this experimentation on the human body, trying to affect who we are as a people. And you know what? They're doing a pretty good job, but I'll do a quick
They're doing a good job.
Look at the people and their dispositions today. Look at the hate, the self-imposed, you know, character, the evil developments they have, and the dispositions, the inability to grow, the inability to think. Wow. So I want you to share a little bit about that genetic makeup, the genetic concept that they really are. We have to pay attention to. This is germ warfare, ladies and gentlemen. These people are playing with your brain. They're playing with your children. And we're sitting back here munching on corn on the cob. We're sitting back here, I thought everything is okay. We're sitting back here, man, you know, watching all my children and one life to live. It's like, what's happening? And your baby is cursing you out. Won't listen to you.
Yeah. It's amazing.
In, a 13-year-old coming in at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, tell you to shut up.
Exactly.
Talk to me, bro.
It's amazing.
You, yes, sir.
Brother Rashid, our DNA, and I already mentioned that we are responsible for protecting it, is central to our health. Our DNA. What's DNA? Deoxyribonucleic acid. Made up of four amino acids that came right out of the earth. Right out of the earth. These four amino acids. There are two nucleotides. Two nucleotides. DNA, RNA are the two nucleotides for life on this planet, for a human. So our DNA is central to our health on this planet. If it is damaged and if it's not repaired, the genes will never release the blueprint to it. Since it will not release the blueprint, the genes, to it, and the DNA will not be repaired, Therefore, the DNA will not receive the blueprint to transmit to the three RNAs. And since the three RNA won't have the blueprint, the ribosomal RNA will not be able to produce the essential to keep the person in a state of normalcy. They won't be able to produce what's needed.
This is what these people are doing to us, playing with our DNA and our genes.
Yes. That's what happened. Ribosomal would never produce the essential to produce a human being. Never would it happen.
Wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute. Now say that again, brother. It won't produce a human being?
Essential. To restore the individual to become a human being.
So we just walking around.
And that is the goal for living on this planet, to become human. We're not born human. You have to evolve into being human. You had to produce neurotransmitter, neurons, neurochemical, hormone, enzyme to become human. Because that's what controls human behavior.
Well,
that's what controls our decision making.
Here's a good word we should use. Here's a beautiful Arabic word we can use during this month of Ramadan and really, really do the research on it. Make, M-A-Y-T. It's referred to as scriptural death, meaning that you've been muted. You mute. You have no life. You have a temporary ceasing of the operation of a level of life. I'm sure it's more definition. I'm sure it's more definition for that word. And if we look in Quran in some of the texts, we'll find that word being used in ways that we just got this arbitrary thought for. Oh, I just mean that. No. We're talking about the cellular in a being. You know, we're talking about
absolutely
physical body walking around. It's not even living. It's not even human. You just exist physically. But you're scripturally and spiritually dead. That's a lot of study right there, brother. I may have to.
Yeah, that's what happens when we don't protect our DNA, brother Rashid. That's exactly what happened. Ribosomal RNA would never produce the essential that is needed to cure mental illness. What does it take to cure the mental illness? Ribosomal RNA has to produce it. It will never be able to do it. To not only cure mental illness, but emotional disorder, skin disorder, lung diseases, spleen diseases, tongue diseases, gum diseases, prostate diseases, heart diseases. Let this just go on and on and on. The keys are in the genes. If the genes fail to release the blueprint because the DNA is fragmented and compromised, keep breaking off every time it tries to unwind to receive the blueprint from the genes so it can pass it on to the three RNA, it can't do it. Why? Because that enzyme that it uses to unwind, keep from breaking off, you ate some poison. So now that enzyme is weak. It is not helping the DNA. Rather, the DNA becomes fragmented every time it attempts to unwind. It breaks off. What I'm describing, Brother Rashid, you get an electron microscope and look at the cell as it divides, you can see exactly what I'm just explaining. See, you can see what I'm explaining.
Right.
And that's why we know. See, that's why we know.
Okay.
And since the blueprint will not be available for the instruction to carry to guide the cells, the ribosomal RNA especially, that does most of the work in producing all the essentials, it won't be able to do it. Therefore, anomaly will exist.
Right.
And you will have diseases. That's the diseases. That's the matter, because no one is teaching us how to protect our DNA.
Right. Let's do this soft landing here real quick. You know, we're going through Ramadan. a daily basis, be in good spirit. So our body is going through changes and some adjustments. What would be a great meal or a simple meal that has all this, the 75 proteins and 25% starches that we should be eating on a regular basis? Because we have 30 days. So why would we sit here and go 30 days and turn around and eat fried chicken, your body can't digest, now you're ready to go to sleep? So you only have some sugar and some pastries and some cakes and all these sugary things. And we know we got a problem with salt and sugar, and you're not eating. So what does salt and sugar do to the body when you're not consuming food on a regular basis? So just a couple little things. I think real simple things, salt, sugar, and food types up on fasting during the course of a day. Other than water, we got to have that. And do me a favor, please talk about them. Dates, figs. We got about 15 minutes left.
Yeah, just simple things, Brother Rashid. We got to cook with the right salt, iodine salt. You just can't cook with sea salt, kosher salt, rock salt, pink salt, Himalayan salt. You can't do it. Just simple things. You got to cook with canola oil. You can't cook with sunflower seed oil, olive oil, vegetable oil, peanut oil. You can't do it. You can't cook with those things. Too much saturated fat. If you consume saturated fat, then the cell membrane is going to become calcified. Nothing get in, nothing get out. So you're already being set up for disease. But that's what they want to sell you. They want to sell you olive oil. Oh, virgin olive oil. That is the best. That's all people know when they're being misled. We have to consume the oil with the least amount of saturated fat. That is canola oil. We have to use iodine salt in cooking, you know. So if I tell you the food to eat and you just go eat it, but you're not cooking it scientifically, you're not cooking it properly, you're still going to be sick. See, I can tell you what food to select, but if you don't cook, I can tell you about the greens, turnip green, collard green, excellent green, broccoli. But if you're not cooking it properly, you're not using iodine salt, you're not putting canola oil in it, you're not putting in the recommended seasoning, you're putting all other garbage in it. And food is already a large complex molecule that's filled with garbage, preservative, additive, coal tar derivative, poison, all these things already in the food, dyes, preservatives, antibiotics, all this is already in the food. Then you're going to cook it chaotically, like you select it chaotically. So here's a, you just can't eat plant food and be healthy. But people choose to become vegan and vegetarian because they listen to their own people. We're not plants. So if I'm not a plant, I'm an animal. I'm made of flesh. I'm made of protein. Everything about the human being is protein. And we're made from nutrients and water and resources. That's what produced us in the first place. And I just focus on eating plant food all the time. How are you going to replace what needs to be replaced? If something is broken, you should replace it and repair it with what it's made of. Number one, protein. So we should consume 75% protein, 25% starch. That's five food groups. And we should eat all five combinations of them. There's starch, there's sugar, there's protein, fats, and oil. And when you eat starch, you also have sugar. Sugar and starch go together. Now, when you eat protein, you also have fats and oil. All three of those go together. How simple can it be? So if the meal should consist of 75% protein, 25% starch, that means I should have more meat on my plate than plants. All plants are made of starch, cellulose. That is simple. So here's an example. Smoked turkey, cooked scientifically, because we don't know what they injected in the smoked turkey. So you cook it in the oven on high heat for 1 hour. That's 350 degrees. Transfer it to a crock pot and cook it 11 additional hours on low heat. So if you're going to have meat tomorrow for iftar, cook it tonight. Start cooking tonight. And then it's available.
Yes, sir.
And it's available for tomorrow. You can eat off of it 2-3 days or longer.
Right.
Cook it scientifically, just like I explained. Because if there are antibiotics in the meat, those chemical bomb would be broken because of the timing and low heat would break the bond on those things. If there are hormones injected into the meat, the bonds on those things would be broken, so it would do you no harm. In order to release the amino acid, that's what's needed because that's what repairs the DNA. The DNA is made up of 20 amino acids, brothers and sisters. This is no accident. In order to repair the DNA, you need to repair with what it's made of, amino acids. And you cook it, slow heat will release the amino acid and the hemp iron in the smoked turkey. So now you can add a plant. It could be broccoli, it could be turnip green, it could be collard green. It could also be couscous, it could be farina, it could be long grain basmati rice. Now you added the sugar and the starch. The human body needs all of these five food groups. All of them in combination, in the right combination, 75% protein, 25% starch. In the protein will be not only the protein, but you have the fats and the oil. Our cells need fat and oil. And then in the starch, you will have the sugar and the starch. That's all five of them in two items, the smoked turkey, cooked scientifically, the long grain white basmati rice. You got all five food groups right there. You don't have to add anything. You can, but you don't have to. Why I need a salad on the side? I don't. I don't need greens. I can have a green, but I don't need it. 75% protein, 25% starch. If you reverse that and have more plant food on your plate, then you're setting yourself up for hypertension and many other diseases. Your heart going to become weak. Your lung going to become weak because you don't have the amino acid and you don't have the hemp iron. You don't have the protein.
What about
not cabbage?
Plants.
Cabbage?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you have the enzyme to digest what's in cabbage, then cabbage is fine. But I don't eat cabbage. Dr. Norton do not eat cabbage.
Okay.
Because of the health disruptors that's in cabbage.
Okay. Functional. Tell me about it. You have a little time. Just tell me about that cabbage, man, because that's one of my favorites. You got to break the bond, man.
If you eat cabbage, eat them sparingly. Because you need an enzyme to digest them thoroughly. Of course, you already have the ammonia because it's a green leaf.
Oh, stop it. I'll say no more. I'm good.
You have ammonia. and then you lycopene, that's another health disruptor. And there's other health disruptors in them. So, but if you eat cabbage, just do not eat it sparingly. I mean, eat it often. Eat them sparingly every once in a while. That's when you're back to normal. If you're not at normal, you have certain conditions you're trying to get overcome, I don't eat them at all.
Eat it all. I got you.
No, because I'm trying to conserve my enzyme. And I'm also trying to conserve energy. Certain food take more energy to digest, and it take more enzyme to digest. So what are you doing? You're wasting them.
And there are certain foods, I don't care how many enzymes you use, I don't care how much energy you use, you still can't digest them. So you avoid those. So the person is working to get their health back, put everything back to normalcy. You eat the food that requires the least amount of enzyme to digest. This is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're conserving enzyme and energy at the same time, because that's what's required to repair this body when it's broken. Enzyme and energy.
Well, this is a wonderful.
And you have a deficit already. That's why you're sick. You have a deficit of energy. You have a deficit of enzyme, and we need to be conserving both to reverse the condition.
Yeah, we live in a wonderful time right now, especially during this whole month of Ramadan. This is a great time to limit yourself. You know, I mean, we don't have to get full, but we don't have to have
exactly.
that honey bun. We don't have to have that ice cream. We don't have to have.
Here's the thing, Brother Rashid. Here's the thing. The digestive system uses a lot of energy.
Yes, sir.
And if you already have an energy deficit, it will rob energy from your brain. It will rob energy from your heart. It will rob energy from your lungs, from your liver. You get the idea? The digestive system uses a lot of energy. So do you think it would be smart to learn how to eat the food that has the least amount of that has the most nutrients and the least amount of enzyme to digest? So you can conserve energy and conserve enzyme? You think that would be a strategy for a person to use to try to reverse some condition?
Well, what a great time. It's months. What a great time.
And what water to drink? We should be drinking water with electrolyte. You can't be healthy or get your health back if you drink tap water, if you cook with tap water. You can't. Impossible. And just any ordinary bottled water, purified water. And you're drinking water with the wrong pH. pH is 9.5, 10.2. It's a disservice to your cells. A disservice. What kind of water are you drinking?
Yeah,
what
are
you
going to
break
your fast
with? Yeah, what are you going to break your fast with?
Head over to the store.
And you're going to be using condiment on what are you eating? You're going to use ketchup? You're going to use mustard? You're going to use these condiments?
Mayonnaise.
Hot sauce. With vinegar? Vinaigrette? You're going to put vinaigrette on your salad? There's a downside to vinegar, brothers and sisters. Go to the website of American School of Symptomatry and read the article, The Downside of Vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And all these condiments, every condiment has vinegar. Everyone. Then you already have the poison from the salad. Are you eating tomatoes? Tomatoes have two things in it, saline and turmentine. They're poison. It's not fit for human consumption, but people sell tons of tomatoes every day. And we're eating them, and we wonder why we can't remember anything. The first thing that goes, the person that eats tomatoes, you can't produce acetylcholine for memory, for learning, for understanding, for comprehension, for paying attention. Do I need to say more?
For them car keys, right? Where my car keys at?
Then when you have them in your left pocket, but you normally put them in your right pocket, but then in your left pocket, you never detect that. There's some obvious place that you placed them, but you forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot.
My good brother, we're going to have to kind of get it down because it's almost a little bit after. It's 5 o'clock. We ran on point. It's 6
man,
o'clock
we ran on
the
time, man. That is amazing. That time went by that fast. Brother Rashid, I hope I said some things that people can reflect on and begin to make some changes. I hope I wasn't too rough on them because, I'm just so anxious to want people to wake up. We have the power in our own hand to reverse every condition.
You know, as we speak, even though there's not a lot of people on the line tonight, but you know what? Each one of us know at least 10 people. You know, can you imagine the impact we can have if we just share this information, share the phone number, share the website? Someone's telling you you can't continue eating like this and survive. Here we are giving you universal, you know, information on scripturally being dead, existing just by walking around but no intelligence. You know, it's just hard to imagine that it's what's happening, the cyanide, the corn, the coffee, the tea, the nuts, the seeds, the salads, the kale, the lettuce, and all the microbes and all the pesticides and fungicides. It's hard for us to put our hands up. Well, we've been eating this all our life. Yes, but look at who you are. I'm all right. I'm intelligent, really. What book are you reading? What have you created, lady? What have you invented? How about your children? How about your neighbors? We have to begin to ask ourselves these questions, my good brother. And, you know, we want to tell you once again, always take the time out to thank you for sharing with us without charging us. You don't need no Medicaid card or Medi-Cal card to get this information. And this is the unadulterated truth, the whole truth.
I know that's right. Unadulterated truth.
Sir. So just knowing that amino acids is in DNA, just knowing the energy that we are robbing our bodies from by eating the wrong food. But you know what gets me, Brother Abdul? We are feeding this to our children.
Yes, what we're doing to them by not knowing.
If you have grown children,
Brother Rashid, we put ice in beverages, ice, and we eat on ice. We put ice and put our water in the refrigerator and make it cold. And we drink cold water when our bodies need thermal energy. We're doing just the opposite.
Yeah. I know. I know, my brother. Yeah, we're going to get there, inshallah. We're going to keep on plugging away here on IWDM Radio.
We have to. We have no choice in the matter. We have to keep plugging away at it. And more people, inshallah, begin to wake up and take charge of their own life.
Yes. Social media. We'll take advantage of it as we get better and bring some of our younger people, generation, help us expand and get this information out to the general population. We can solve a lot of problems overnight.
We can solve our own problem.
Stop the violence. You know, what's caused?
Yes.
Nobody ever asked the question on why. You know, oh, man, these kids are crazy. Why? What's wrong with these kids? What do you mean, what's wrong with what happened to them?
Yes.
You know, so there's so many ways we can get the solution. The problem is only a problem when you don't have an answer. You know, and we have the answer.
Yes. Every problem came with a solution. They come together in pairs.
I think the greatest thing you said tonight, brother, is about the digestive system and the mind. I don't think you could say anything any better. I don't think it was too difficult for us to process that information. What you digest, oh, man, affects the thinking process. Wow.
That is the case.
Make a T-shirt of. Hey, maybe we can make a T-shirt about that one, but make some money so we can pay you for this.
I know, that's right. We should be able to.
I'm telling you. So with that, I want to thank you once again. If you want to give some closing remarks and provide us with some of the, you know, for those of you who came on late, you know, I'm sorry. You know, we started our program during the month of Ramadan. It is 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We've given you an opportunity to break your fast, and we're only on for 1 hour. During this month of Ramadan. So, you know, get on, get your information, run, make sure when you break your fast this evening, you're eating the right food. You're not hurting yourself. Drinking the right water. See them dates and Phoenix. You have to talk about them dates and Phoenix. You know, I'm sorry. I got to give you 5 minutes. Okay. I should give you 5 minutes. I know.
Brother Rashid,
we
just like to share.
You got to say something. Just say it, bro. Please say it.
I mean, we just want the people to know that cytometry is real science. You know, I'm sorry to have to say it like that,
because we don't think it's real science, but it's real science. It's the most important science that we will ever learn, because what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical by which we expose ourselves to can affect our cells' behavior and their structure in the three following ways. I want to drill this home. They will cause pH imbalance and iron loss in our cells. They will fill our blood with blood impurities, and they will make us violate the pH rule, the natural law, the iron rule, the laws of physics, and the rules to health. All of these things we're going to be teaching and sharing during the whole month of Ramadan. So we'll be better prepared during the month of Ramadan and beyond. That's it, Brother Rashid. We like to ask people to go to the website of the American School of Symptometry Not-for-Profit, and that website is amsos.org. Click on article, and there's a huge number of articles there explaining what happened, the mistakes that were made, and what must be done to reverse those diseases, those conditions, the anomaly that was produced. And also, if you have a need for a certified symptometry health coach, we're available. You can call us at 678-572-7269. Please send us an email if you need to at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother and sister, every Monday we have this program called Optima Health on AM360. Please join us from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, all you have to do is dial in to the call at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And we also have this program every Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tylene, beginning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Brothers and sisters, all you got to do is call in to at Free Compass Call at 267-876-3648, and the passcode is 289-2322#. Please join us. Brother Rashid, the time went so fast, but we still like to say we certainly appreciate teaming up with you, and we look forward to be doing this throughout the month of Ramadan. Thank you so very much.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you much. We want to thank you so much. And I just want to give you just a tip for next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about one of the causes for sudden death in this country that nobody seems to know about. We're going to talk about congested medulla oblongata. Oblongata. Congested medulla oblongata. Now, you take your time and study up on it. We talk about this cerebral spinal fluid. It's one of my favorite subjects. I tell you what, if you don't know about it, you're in trouble. So it's cell neglect that we talk about here on IWDM Radio. We want to take the time out to make sure and ensure that you come back next week and enjoy the time with us, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 714-816-4673. I am Rashid Salam, the host and engineer, and IWDM Radio hosts us every single Tuesday, the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. We talk about the health piece, and we talk about the wealth piece. And we're going to kind of mix it up a little bit, but we want to focus in on you. The science of you during this month of Ramadan is so important. You're going to fast every day, but you got to break fast every day. What are you breaking your fast with? As Mark Shaheed say about the terminology for the word diet, you have to ask yourself a question when you're ready to break your fast. Do I eat that diet? You need to be conscious of that. You know that what you may eat may hurt and harm you, especially on a delicate body frame. If you haven't had anything to drink and you haven't basically eaten anything all day, what are you going to do to your body? So with that, what I can have a public service announcement on IWDM Radio on the rest of the week. There are other programs that are taking place, and you need to know what those programs are, how often, how long they're going to be on. So Mark Shaheed, I think he's on the line right now. We asked if he puts one on his phone, and I'm going to open his mic. Just one second. The screen just popped off here. Here we go. Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother. And Ramadan Mubarak. Uh-oh. Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum. All right. He's not there, so let me just share with you about tomorrow. We will have Training and Reconstruction Learning Lab. Wednesday, Mark, did you make it back? I'll be on tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern. 4 o'clock coming, 5 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we will not have the Muslim Global Roundtable. It will be posted on Saturday at 4 o'clock, excuse me, Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Central, and 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Saturday. So what will happen tomorrow, we just have 1 hour. We won't do the MGM Roundtable. We'll just have the Parenting Reconstruction Learning Lab the same time that we have today. And also on Thursday, we have the same time with Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And that will come on. All the times will be the same. We'll all be on for 1 hour throughout the week, right on down to next Monday. We have Pasha, man, Pasha on his program. We all at 1 hour. He starts at 5 o'clock Eastern, and 4 o'clock Central. 4 o'clock Central as well. So we all are on the same time zone as far as the month of Ramadan is concerned. So be cognizant of that. Tell your friends and relatives about that. And you should be tuned in because the quality information. And what better time to find out how your body works and the science of health in you? What better time to make sure we eat the right food, get the best uses of our health than the month of Ramadan? Nobody is going to be teaching you this. I don't care who is on. I don't care what they call themselves, what doctor they claim. Nobody is teaching you about cells. I hear all these, doctors and medical people talking and sell you these juices and nutrients from all these stores and got all these products. Nobody is concentrating on food that kills the cells and denatures enzymes. Everybody's trying to sell you a product. We're the only one on the line who's not selling you anything. We're here to give you, provide you with educational information. We thank you so much for showing up, and we ask that you bring someone back with you next Tuesday and tune in tomorrow. Mark Shaheed, did you make it in? Didn't make it back. So if those of you who have a brother or sister, uncle, aunt, child, youth, get them engaged to the science of health in you. Your lives depend on it. Your thinking depends on it. It depends on this. We need to know how to be better at what we do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to wish you a very happy, beautiful, and blessed Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak. Walaikum assalam.